This is Africa Digest.
We're at 17:32 Central African Time right here on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance. Now, as countries around the globe gear themselves up to mark World Malaria Day next week, the Rollback Malaria Partnership is advocating for increased access to and awareness of preventive care for malaria in pregnancy. Pregnant women are highly vulnerable to malaria infection, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, where each year approximately 10,000 women and up to 200,000 infants will die. To discuss this further, we're joined on the line by Matthew Chico, who is a lecturer at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Hello and welcome to Channel Africa, Matthew.
Well, thank you for having me on the line.
Now, why is it necessary to advocate for access to key preventive measures for malaria in pregnancy?
Well, for several reasons, and you mentioned what we refer to as the burden of disease, the number of children and women who are adversely affected due to malaria infection. It's prevalent, but entirely preventable.
You're saying it's entirely preventable, but can we just talk about our preventive measures there?
Yes. Well, there are really two primary means of prevention. The first is to use an insecticide-treated bed net to prevent the infection in the first place. And that's a very important intervention. It's a very important practice for people to maintain. The pregnant women as well as children, but really broadly speaking, all members of a household, we know that when all members of households use mosquito nets, insecticide-treated bed nets, and there's wide coverage in a community, there's kind of like a vaccine sort of effect, a herd immunity that is achieved, so that even people who may not be using bed nets are exposed to malaria infection less because there's broad coverage. But that doesn't do anything if a woman is already infected with malaria, and oftentimes, most often, she's unaware. It's what we say is an asymptomatic infection. So she doesn't feel fever, she doesn't feel poorly, but nevertheless, she's carrying malaria parasites in her blood. And during pregnancy, that's a particular risky period because the placenta is commonly infected, and it's not possible to detect that through typical diagnostic procedures. And so the World Health Organization recommends giving preventive treatment. Fansidar is the over-the-counter term for the treatment that's recommended. And women are to receive this preventive treatment when they seek antenatal care. So two or three times, basically in the second and third trimesters, the aim is to provide women with Fansidar at each scheduled visit with one month in between visits to provide assurance that her placenta is not infected and the young child inside grows fully and realizes full potential.
Let's talk about what could cause the woman to have no symptoms. What would result in that?
Well, in areas where malaria is commonly transmitted, the individuals, but pregnant women, they develop a level of immunity. It's semi-immunity. And so it means that she may not become very ill, but nevertheless, her blood will still commonly, and this is about between, it depends on the time of pregnancy, but it could be between 30 and 50% of women actually having a malaria infection, but it's asymptomatic, so she's not aware of it. And that leads to anemia in pregnancy as well. And anemia in pregnancy is also problematic. It leaves the woman less able to contract her muscles during delivery, and she's more likely to hemorrhage and to bleed in an uncontrolled way. So the idea of reducing anemia through the providing Fansidar, as well as increasing, it's really the birth weight of the newborns, as really key to this particular intervention.
Would you say a lot of countries, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, understand that they need to have mosquito nets or people in those countries? And is it done often enough?
Well, I think there's a general sense that mosquito nets should be used. But sometimes old habits are hard to break. And so it's not to say that just because a household has a mosquito net, that mosquito net is properly used. It may be used for other purposes, and it's really it's unfortunate because it represents a life-saving intervention. And in terms of the Fansidar and preventive treatment, the key thing here is that, you know, women do seek antenatal care in relatively high percentages. So women throughout sub-Saharan Africa may seek or may have 2, 3, 4 visits before delivering. And that's good. And that's a real step in terms of progress in really recent years. I think there's a lot of congratulations to go around. But when you have such high coverage of antenatal care, you would hope that Fansidar would be provided in the second and third trimester on each of those visits. And sadly, only 1/4 of women receive Fansidar when they seek antenatal care. They've received two or more doses. So it's woefully inadequate. And in fact, 15, this is looking at data from the most recent reporting period, but 15 million women who were pregnant of 35 million throughout the region didn't receive a single dose of preventive treatment for malaria pregnancy. And so the bed net usage is better. It's close to about 40% coverage, but the Fansidar preventive treatment is around 25, and we really, really need to get that closer to, you know, 80, 90% coverage in order to save the lives that are entirely savable.
And would you say there's enough funding for malaria prevention?
Well, that's a very good question. I do think that additional resources should be brought to bear on the issues of malaria in general, and malaria and pregnancy in particular. I think the issue there really does first and foremost, though, have more to do with providing the Fansidar that is available. It's a relatively inexpensive treatment. It's about 20 U.S. cents per dose. And, you know, there are stock outages, certainly, on occasion, but it's not to say it's a particularly expensive treatment. And so yes, more resources are needed, I think, to support the health system's delivery and a kind of comprehensive antenatal care package, and providing Fansidar is part of that.
Yes.
So there is certainly a need for increasing funding, but I do think we can also make great strides with current levels.
All right. Matthew Chico from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.